Classic Business. Wealth and Investment.
Time for the Wealth and Investment feature, proudly brought to you by Nedbank. See money differently. And we know that times have been tough. We know that times of austerity have fallen over South African households. But now we've got the data to back it up. Last year was financially devastating for South African households, which saw the purchasing power, that's the real value of their net wealth, shrink by 449.8 billion rand. That's between the fourth quarter of 2017 and the fourth quarter of 2018. That's half a trillion rand. It's such a large number. It's really hard to get your head around it. So, yeah, sometimes a trillion just means, wow, that's a lot. I've got a trillion reasons why I want to do something. We really are very poor at wrapping our heads around large numbers. It does mean that every man, woman and child in the country has lost roughly a 1,000 rand per month over that period, if my back of the matchbox calculation is correct. Well, anyway, I'm joined now by Johan van Tonder, researcher and economist for Consumer Insights at Momentum. Johan, welcome to the show. This is the largest reduction households have suffered since the Great Recession. How do you calculate household wealth?
Good evening. Yeah, household wealth is quite different than what's being understood in households. It's actually your balance sheet, your assets minus your debts. It's not income and expenditure. So what we do is we gather the data from Reserve Bank's quarterly bulletin. It's a data about the value of residential property, your other belongings such as your car, furniture, appliances, and then all your financial assets. And that would include your retirement funds, retirement annuities, savings in other instruments. Like, for instance, unit trusts and deposits, etc. So we add it all up, and then we look at all the debts, outstanding debts, and that's basically your mortgages, credit cards, vehicle loans, etc., etc. And then we deduct it too, and what we do then is we express it in real terms. In other words, we take out the impact of inflation so that we can get a real purchasing power of your net wealth. Now that's the way we calculate it, and we're trying to lift the profile of wealth with this research, because that's actually the ultimate main goal of households, and that's to accumulate wealth. In other words, accumulate assets and getting rid of debt so that you're getting richer and enable you to have a much better living standard than what you've got right now.
And that really is what financial wellness is all about. There's also good debt versus bad debt, and to understand the difference between the two. When you look through the data, what have you identified as the key factors behind the decline here? We know that markets have been poor, so obviously a lot of your financial assets, retirement funds, unit trusts, investments haven't done well at all over the last year. In fact, they've likely gone backwards. House prices have been flatlining. Are those the main ones for you?
Yeah, that's basically the main reasons why assets didn't grow as we would have wanted it to grow. So all those reasons that you mentioned. But there's another few issues. For instance, you can only save and invest in a pension fund or a retirement annuity if you've got enough money to do it. But what we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years, well, 6 to 7 years, if I'm correct now, is that the bracket creep in terms of income taxes increased. So as a proportion of your total income, income taxes increased, which then left you with less money available to save and spend. So that is a big contributing factor. I think I've done a calc on that, and it seems as if our income taxes remained the same as, say, for instance, 2012, we would have had like 50 billion additional money to save in retirement funds. So that's another reason, is that income taxes actually increased to such an extent that it prevented a lot of households to save more towards their health, towards their wealth.
Yeah, and a very important point you raise there, the issue of income taxes, stealth income taxes, by lack of relief for bracket creep. And it's an under-discussed story, certainly an under-discussed story about why South Africans are feeling so fed up, why we're probably seeing record levels of immigration and taxpayers just sort of voting ultimately with their feet, and why it's very difficult to raise any further taxes via this route. In fact, the geese have been plucked to the nth degree and they're hissing. Is there any silver lining or is it all dark storm clouds ahead?
No, I'm so glad you asked the question. There is a silver lining. A lot of those lost wealth, as you rightly stated earlier, it's actually on paper. In other words, it's a paper loss. If you haven't cashed in your pension or your annuity or sold your shares or whatever, it was only a paper loss. However, what we've seen since the beginning of the year is that our all share index increased, and that's mostly got to do with the US-China trade deal that reaches its seams fairly soon. And the improvement in the share price of for example, Tencent in China, in which Naspers got a big stake. And we know Naspers makes up about 20% of the all share index. So that propelled the all share index forward. So a lot of that has been made up. So if we can keep it that way...
Sorry, Johan, I'm just losing you for a second there. That was Johan van Tonder, researcher and economist at Momentum, with your wealth and investment feature proudly brought to you by Nedbank. See money differently.